The North Shore during the 1800s was an isolated place. For many Scandinavian immigrants who arrived during that time period, small family fishing operations were the main source of income, as well as a connection to the outside world. Don Hammer is the director at the North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum in Tofte. In this edition of Moments in Time, Don talks about how these fishermen came to live on the North Shore and what the place was like in the early days.
In Norway, the firstborn male child would inherit. So then any subsequent male descendants wouldn't have any real reason to stay. They'd come to America, they certainly knew fishing. They recognized the North Shore from their own home. Very similar, we didn't have the long, deep fjords. So they had to adapt a little bit with their boats in respects to how they stored their boats and all. But they certainly recognized the area and could fall right into something they already did very well. So great opportunity for them. Certainly the land of opportunity for those Norwegian and Scandinavians. Boats adapted and changed a little bit for the North Shore. That flat-bottom skiff went up the wooden ramps real well, which was another adaptation to the North Shore because they didn't have quite the safety that they had in the fjord system in Norway. It's really a fascinating place when you think about the access. I mean, that's one of the really unique things is, everything along the North Shore really was accessible by, steamer, in respects to just the wave of immigration and commerce. So it was it would have to have been very interesting to have settled in a small little settlement along the shore, done your fishing and all your family life, and just anticipating the sound of that whistle from the Dixon or the America, would let you know, hey, your stuff's here, row on out and load up, and maybe some family would be there, your mail, some of the things that you needed, your sundries, various sundries. And then you would pass on your catch and get your money. It would certainly have a real holiday feel to it. It not always, if the lake was up, you had to row out there in some of that wave activity to load your boat. And we've got pictures in the museum of some of those boats, just heaped with stuff that you'd have to row back. So if the lake was acting up a little bit, it could be a little dicey. It was, but a lot of isolation, a lot of time to just collect your thoughts, I suppose, in amongst all that fishing that you were doing.
Moments in Time is produced by WTIP's news department. It's about sharing stories and memories from our region's past. Check out the series at WTIP.org.